WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Composer John Adams, poet Alice Goodman, choreographer Mark Morris, and stage director Peter Sellers were the creative team that gave us the opera Nixon in China in 1987. This year, they have a new opera based on the 1985 Palestinian hijacking of the cruise ship Achille Lauro. It's called The Death of Klinghoffer. It had its world premiere in Brussels in the spring, and its American premiere performances are at the Brooklyn Academy of Music this week. Critic Lloyd Schwartz was there Saturday night and has this review.
After Peter Sellers directed his powerful and controversial series of operas by Mozart and Handel, he announced that he didn't want to do any more traditional operas. He preferred to be involved with the creation of new ones. The first product of this effort was Nixon in China, which was avant-garde in its special slant on minimalist music, but which presented the story of the Nixon's visit to communist China in quite traditional ways. Sellers' next idea was to do an opera about the terrorists who shot an American tourist named Leon Klinghoffer and threw him overboard in his wheelchair. This time, Sellers and his teammates have taken a far less traditional approach. Klinghoffer is less like an opera than an oratorio. It has large choruses commenting on the action, a little like the chorales in the Bach Passions. The arias are mainly a series of reflective monologues by the captain of the Achille Lauro, the four Palestinian terrorists, Marilyn and Leon Klinghoffer, and other passengers and members of the crew. Some of the music is hauntingly beautiful, especially the opening chorus of Palestinian Exiles, which builds from tender nostalgia to a violent outburst against the Israelis. But I think the lack of traditional interaction, along with the difficult abstractness of the words, are big problems, because a lot of the music, especially the music for solo voice, hasn't much distinct character. Here, the captain and his first officer and a Swiss grandmother each separately remember the moment of discovering the terrorists, and they all sound a little alike. The selections we're playing today, conducted superbly by Kent Nagano, were recorded at the world premiere in Brussels last spring. It's the same cast and conductor that's appearing at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. James Maddalena, who sang the original Nixon, makes the tormented captain a kind of modern Pontius Pilate. Janice Felty is the Swiss grandmother, and Thomas Hammonds is the officer. The New York Times attacked the death of Klinghoffer for being too sympathetic to the Palestinians and too satirical towards the Jews. The opera certainly touches some tender political areas. But I don't think The Times is right. In the best aria, sung magnificently by baritone Sanford Sylvan, Klinghoffer takes a heroic stand against one of the terrorists. It's Klinghoffer who's the real hero of this opera.
I've never been a violent man. Ask anyone. I'm a person who just as soon avoid trouble. But somebody's got to tell you the truth. I came here with my wife. We both have tried to live good lives. We give gladly, receive gratefully. Come and take pleasure in small things. Suffer and comfort each other. We're human. We are the kind of people you like to kill.
The terrorists may not be entirely unsympathetic, but they are pretty ugly in their hatred. A terrorist named Rambo sings, "America is one big Jew." And they look foolish in their confusion and self-destructiveness. In one key moment, one of the terrorists, Mahmoud, sung by Eugene Perry, tells the captain about the death of his mother and the decapitation of his brother. It's so moving, the captain says, "I think if you could talk like this to your enemies, peace would come." But Mahmoud answers, "The day that I and my enemy sit peacefully, each putting his case and working towards peace, that day our hope dies, and I shall die too." These terrorists don't want peace. And at the end, Marilyn Klinghoffer won't give up her hatred either. This painful opera is not optimistic about peace. Peter Sellers has given Klinghoffer an inspired production. For all its complexity and ambition, though, I wish its music and words were as consistently inspired. By the way, the entire score will air on NPR stations across the country at various times during the next couple of months. Check with your local public broadcasting stations for the exact times.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. The death of Klinghoffer concludes its run at the Brooklyn Academy of Music tomorrow.